hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
To go about AI taking over.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting here.
Yeah, and then we're seeing
we're
it for
watching
ourselves.
It all play out. I hope you are prepared. If you're listening in, I hope you're prepared. Because look, AI is literally, it's like our world is now in the hands of AI now. Yes. Like the machine is doing literally
everything.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll have this conversation on another platform.
Yeah. That's
thank you, Akofa, for updating us. This is how we wrap it up today on Joy 99.7 FM. I'm Lexus Bill. Drive safe, okay? Avoid all distractions. Keep your eyes on the road and hands on the wheel. And Nata to ensure your safe arrival. Our Drive Safe campaign is brought to you by Joy News and the Multimedia Group and supported by Toyota, Superior Quality, Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies, Shipping Policy, Advancing Industry Standards, and Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. I'm Lexus Bill. Thanks a lot to my crew, Adam Naite, Philip Nye, Anita Tame, Rabo Johnson, Chris McKay, Oliver Fanyon, and Kelvia Lenomo. Kujo is coming up with Top Story shortly.
Tonight's unprecedented Chief Justice Gertrude Torkornoo becomes first ever head of the judiciary to be suspended under the Fourth Republic after President John Mahama, in consultation with the Council of State, established a prima facie case against her.
After the consultation process, it emerged that there are more questions that have to be answered and that the petition is not frivolous. The president has not by this said that the Chief Justice is guilty of any offense or any of the claims contained in the petition.
We have details as a five-member committee, including former Auditor General Yao Domelevo, has been set up to inquire into the petitions against the Chief Justice. All of this here on Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Tonight, in a dramatic turn of events that has the potential of sending shockwaves through Ghana's judicial and political landscape, President John Dramani Mahama has suspended Chief Justice Gertrude Araba Isaba Torkornoo. Now, the decision, which was confirmed by a formal statement from the presidency today, follows the receipt and preliminary assessment of multiple petitions alleging misconduct and impropriety against the Chief Justice. We'll hear from the presidency soon, but my colleague Kweku Asante joins in studio with details of that particular statement released earlier from that office. Kweku, what are the details?
So this statement has been coming and finally dropped just minutes before 3 p.m. and signed by Felix Ofusu-Kwachi, the spokesperson to the president. It says, John Dramani Mahama, the president, has in accordance with Article 146.6 of the Constitution and in consultation with the Council of State, determined that a prima facie case has been established in respect of three petitions against the Chief Justice, Her Ladyship Justice Gertrude Esabasaki Tokunu. The President has consequently established a committee in compliance with Article 146(6) of the Constitution and in consultation with the Council of State with the following composition to inquire into the petitions which have been referred to them. The chairman of this committee is Justice Gabriel Scott Poaman. He's currently a justice of the Supreme Court, appointed to that court by John Dramani Mahama in 2015. There's also Justice Samuel Kwame Esiedu Adibu, a member of the court who was also appointed by President Akufo-Addo in 2022 to the Supreme Court. There are other three members: Daniel Yao Domilevo, a former Auditor General; Major Flora Bazwanura Dalugo, of the Ghana Armed Forces, also a member; and then Professor James Sefa Jisa, an associate professor at the University of Ghana School of Sociology, has also been appointed a member. So that is the five-member committee. And then the statement continues that, pursuant to Article 146(10) of the Constitution and in accordance with the advice of the Council of State, the President has, by a warrant, suspended the Chief Justice with immediate effect, pending the outcome of the committee's proceedings. So, Brace, three things to learn from this statement. One, that a prima facie case has indeed been determined, in the respect of the three petitions requesting the removal of the President, of the Chief Justice, I should say. And then the process has now been moved to the committee level, and the five-member committee has been put in place.
And in fact, the Constitution spells it out clearly. It says that the President shall appoint a committee consisting of two judges. We have those two judges, right?
Yes.
One of whom shall be appointed chairman by the President.
Yes.
And that has been done.
And the President did go straight to the Supreme Court. The President had the option of picking other judges. He picked two judges from the Supreme Court.
Okay.
And then a former Auditor General, a member of the Ghana Armed Forces, a major, and then an academic in Professor James Fajisa, and the President consequently suspending the Chief Justice until the work of this committee is concluded to determine whether or not she should be removed from office.
So as we speak, Gertrude Tokunu is not the Chief Justice.
Yes.
According on paper,
to the Constitution, the senior most justice currently is Justice Paul Bafubony, appointed to the court in 2008 by John Ajekun Kufo, is the acting Chief Justice.
Okay.
The Justice Gertrude Araba Isaba Tokunu is still the Chief Justice but has been suspended until the determination of whether or not she should be removed from office.
Okay. Now, what do we know to be the impact of this on cases currently before the Supreme Court?
So we know that there are currently two cases that have been filed by a member of parliament and another ordinary citizen questioning the process that the President initially chose to deal with this petition. It will be recalled that when these petitions were sent to the President and the presidency put out a statement that the process had moved to the Council of State, there are those who believe that the Chief Justice ought to have been given hearing in these matters, and at the time the Chief Justice had not been written to with respect to the petitions. The Chief Justice herself subsequently wrote to the President demanding copies of the petition, and the presidency subsequently gave her copies and gave her 10 days to respond. The cases in court are to the effect that the Chief Justice ought to have been given hearing before a prima facie case would have been made. That has been done now.
Yes.
But those cases are still in court. The last time the matter was called, it was adjourned to May 6th. And so on 6th of May, the Supreme Court will return to decide on whether or not to injunct the President from going ahead with this. It will be interesting to see what the court decides, given that the process has gone so far ahead, and even the Chief Justice who did empanel that court to sit on that matter has been suspended.
Interesting. We can hear from the Minister of State in charge of Government Communications, Felix Ofosu-Kwakye, who has been detailing what has been happening on Pulse on the Joy News channel. Listen.
The President is bound by Ghana's constitution to act in a particular way when this happens. It requires the President to consult the Council of State in the process to determine whether, on the face of the petition, there is any reason to proceed further for the Chief Justice to answer any questions. In doing so, the President rightfully requested the Chief Justice to present responses after she had been served with copies of the petition. The Chief Justice did this The president then went back to consult the Council of State to determine whether when you set the responses of the Chief Justice against the allegations contained in the petitions, those petitions are frivolous or they merit further scrutiny. After the consultation process, it emerged that there are more questions that have to be answered and that the petition is not frivolous on the face of it. Now, I must stress that the president has not by this said that the Chief Justice is guilty of any offense.
Right.
Or any of the claims contained in the petition. The president is only enjoined by law, after having determined prima facie, to set up a committee to look into the allegations and offer the Chief Justice every available opportunity to answer to these claims in detail. And then after that, the committee will present recommendations for the president to act. Mm. Now, the Constitution requires that this process is consultative. And so you find that at every step of the way, the president has consulted the Council of State. Now, once the committee has been formed, and if you look at the composition of the committee, the Constitution makes it clear that two of the members must be justices of the Supreme Court.
Mm.
And then three other members who are not lawyers and who are not members of the Council of State. So that requirement is clearly met, I beg your pardon, in full compliance with the Constitution. Once this is done, the petitions are then referred to them, which has been done, as I speak to you.
Mm.
And then the president, on the basis of Article 146(10) of the Constitution, would by a warrant suspend the Chief Justice pending the outcome of the investigations of this committee.
Mm.
So the president has kept faith with the Constitution and done everything by the book and ensured that his actions are well grounded in the 1992 Constitution.
So that was the Minister of State in charge of government communication, Felix Ofosu-Kwakye, there, who spoke to us on the Pulse show on the Joy News channel earlier, explaining what exactly has been happening. Now, we get into details and speak to other people who are versed in the area of law to help us appreciate what exactly is happening. We'll be joined on Zoom shortly by Martin Pegu, who is a private legal practitioner. We'll also be joined by a lawyer and a member of parliament, John Darko, to help us appreciate exactly what the issues are. But if you look at what the law says, the law is clear on what the president should do. It says that if the president receives petition that for the removal of the Chief Justice, the President shall, acting in consultation with the Council of State, appoint a committee consisting of two justices of the Supreme Court, one of whom shall be appointed chairman by the President, and three other persons who are not members of the Council of State, nor members of Parliament, nor lawyers. Now, if you look at 7, it says the committee appointed under clause 6 of this article shall inquire into the petition and recommend to the president whether the Chief Justice ought to be removed from office or not. That's why Felix intimated that by forming a committee to look into this, the president is therefore not saying that the Chief Justice is liable for all the things they've stated in the petition, but this is just a process the president is following, because that is not how it is. The committee will finish its work before it recommends to the president what he or she has to do, but in this case, he has to do. Now, all proceedings under this article shall be held in camera, and the justice or chairman against whom the petition is made is entitled to be heard in his defense by himself or by a lawyer or other expert of his choice. 9, the president shall in each case act in accordance with the recommendations of the committee. So the work the committee is going to do is quite critical in this particular process. What the recommendation of the committee will be will actually be what the president will implement. Now, it says, in the case of the Chief Justice, acting in accordance with the advice of the Council of State, by warrant signed by him, that the president can suspend the Chief Justice. That's exactly what he's done. We've been joined on the line by lawyer Martin Pebu here. Lawyer, I'm grateful to you for joining. Now, if you look at what is happening, I mean, how do you expect the CJ to approach this particular
question? Is not encouraged
in the formal hearing that she's expected to go into once this committee has been formed. Okay, so lawyer, do I have you on the line?
Hold on for me, I can
get some interferences. We're rectifying it. I hear you on the line. Stay on with me. Let me try. Okay. So, lawyer, I mean, how do you expect the CJ to approach this?
Look, if to be very blunt with you, and it's better I just speak my mind straight, a resignation would be better. I mean, a resignation would just be better. It's better. I mean, than for us to go through all of this now.
But being referred to the committee is not conclusive in itself, right? She can be exonerated at the end of the day, can't she?
Yes, theoretically. But you see, if you look at dragging this matter on in the public domain and everything, by the time we are done, the whole system would have suffered too much. So I think that, look, if we are talking in terms of strategy for our democracy and everything, a resignation is better than going into the committee. Because, look, this is going to open a can of worms. It will bring rake all the old wounds, the announced expose, or everything is going to come up. Everything will be thrown at the system. No, it's not good for our democracy to drag this matter. A resignation will be in order so that everything is curtailed, so that we move on quickly. Because otherwise, going through the whole of this process, then a judgment will come. Don't forget the Charlotte Tosay one. A judgment was rendered. Then we read through, dissected it. Oh, come on. And the more we discuss it, then the more we are raking up old wounds. That's why I say we'll open a can of worms, and then the partisan angle, everything. So, I mean, if I was asked in terms of strategy, I mean, a resignation is better than going to fight this kind of thing. You know, I have not seen the petitions, but you've seen that certain excerpts of certain audit reports have emerged on social media. That don't look good. They are not... I saw, just like I'm telling you, they were not told that they are part of the petitions, right? But having seen those things, I'm telling you that if we are speaking, and you see, strategy is also law. It's not every time that you insist that, oh, yes, I have a right to be heard. I want to go in and defend. No, by the time you are done, and I'm looking at the length of time, and it's not just even that when it's done, the documents will be kept secret. No, as for the outcome, we are entitled to know. You know, the Charlotte Osei one, it came out, the judgment came out. I know even recently, the prima facie determination, the one Eku Fuadu did in respect of the petition Professor Kweku Asare presented. Yes, Eku Fuadu's ruling came out, right? Okujeto says he wrote it, you see? And then we went through it and all that. This one, no. Three petitions, look.
But what if she has evidence to prove her innocence?
Look, I'm telling you, Frank, you know, this is the work we do. This type of thing. Look, theoretically, yes. Okay, so I can leave the strategy matter. So we can, yes. Yeah, so let's proceed on in terms of pure law. Yeah, so if she has evidence to disprove everything, yeah, she'll win. Then it means that case closed. Then we would continue as if nothing happened, all right? But you see, the problem started for me when the minority came out with that press conference where they bastardized the system and said that they had already concluded that this day was coming, Justice Tokonu was going to be suspended, and that the person was going to be take over eventually as Chief Justice is an NDC sympathizer, and warned him that he should not rise on the fall of another person, and not everything. So you see that's what I'm saying, that let's make this short, very short, then we can heal and move on. A resignation saves the whole nation rather than us digging in. You see, it's not every time that you can
insist on your right, when you insist on your right and it hurts all the people around you, it destroys the fiber of the society, it deepens divisions, rakes up old wounds, opens other kinds of worms, etc., no, then you would know that a resignation will serve us better.
But there are other people who think that this sets a dangerous precedent for the executive branch interfering in judicial matters.
Well, you see, Kojo, good. You know, they said when Chief Justice Tokonu was being vetted, I remember clearly that when they asked her that what does she want changed in this constitution, this is the very matter she mentioned. And I have been making a lot of noise on this provision, Article 144, okay, Clause 6, etc., the president's power to appoint justices of the superior courts, including Supreme Court, etc. She said it has to be changed so that the judiciary will get far better independence. At her vetting, she said so. So one would have expected that when she took over, she was going to fight for us to amend the constitution, but she didn't. Some of us kept making noise about it, kept, even last year, when the matter of appointing 5 more justices onto the Supreme Court came, we kept making noise. Till date, every Saturday morning when I sit on TV3, that's one of the lines I drop, that in the new constitution, the president should not be appointing chief justice and all the judges of the superior courts, that's to say High Court, Court of Appeal, Supreme Court. That's in the new constitution. Bakojo Brace, today as we talk, it's in the constitution that if the committee, and I think you read it, Article 146, if the committee finds that the Chief Justice did wrong, the president has the power to remove the Chief Justice. And it's not discretionary, what you're reading there. It's shall. And the law, when it said shall, it is mandatory. In this context, there are exceptions, but in this context, it's mandatory. So if the evidence comes out, and then the committee recommends that she be removed, the president has no discretion in the matter. He has to remove her, you said. So it's not the president who is doing it. And we all, as a collective, as a society, we should have taken steps long ago to amend this constitution. But Akufo-Addo will have none of it. When I was making all the noise, people were telling me, do you have a personal problem with Akufo-Addo? Do you have a personal problem with Akufo-Addo? You see? Today, here we are.
But have we considered the impact on public trust in the judiciary and democratic institutions in the country if this to follow through?
We have. So that is why we still come back to the point that a resignation will save all of us. Because this matter is going to take center stage for the next how many weeks? And there are likely going to be leakages, you see, since we've seen portions of, or let's say, excerpts of the audit report. More are going to come out. You know, on Saturday, I followed News 5. Then I heard that one of the petitions has more than 20 grounds. Could you brace? You heard me right. More than 20 grounds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're going up to 20 and more. So can you imagine if this petition ever leaks? And even if it doesn't leak, if eventually when it's done, we are going to read the final outcome. So one petition having 20 grounds, then the other petitions. Then when the NDC also came out to counter what the MPP did, which we condemned, the NDC officer also mentioned that 2 more petitions have been presented. So if we are going by Mustafa Bandi's extra information that 2 more petitions have been presented, then that means 5 petitions. The judiciary is going to collapse. We okay. will not survive this. The damage to the system will be almost beyond repair. Remember, okay. we've not fully recovered from the Anas expose, the goats and all that. You hear somebody say, give me 2 judges. When you say, give me 2 judges, that means 2 pieces of goat meat and etc.
Okay.
Those unanimous FC, etc. No, this will destroy the system.
Okay, stay with me. Let me bring in John Dakun. He is MP for Swami and a lawyer himself. I'm grateful to you for joining. Now, the president has been fair in terms of due process, no?
This is complete overreach of executive power and the destruction of the very foundation of our democracy. The president, we thought, was a Democrat and that he believed in due process. What has happened today has nothing to do with the process for the removal of the Chief Justice. This is politics at play. Everything from the beginning to the end is accentuated by politics.
Let me appreciate your point better because we've seen what the law says, and we've all seen that the president has actually gone through the process as laid down by the law. But you say otherwise.
The reason why no Chief Justice has ever been removed under our first republic is that the framework of the Constitution did not expect that flimsy petitions such as the ones we have will form the basis for the removal of a Chief Justice.
Have you seen the petitions yourself?
Wait, I am so surprised that my friend on the other side, in defending the position of the government, is telling us that somebody has 20 grounds for the removal of the Chief Justice, and for that matter, the Chief Justice should be suspended. 20 grounds. What if all the grounds are useless grounds? What if all the grounds are lies? So you should tell us that, is it the case that the fact that somebody presents 100 petitions against somebody means that the person is guilty? Is it now the position of the law that when people put some of charges against you and it's more than 20, then you are guilty? That is definitely not the case. The framers of the Constitution expected that the grounds for the removal of Chief Justice would be one of grave matter, not frivolous ones like this.
But referring to
what he himself has seen, that there are 20 grounds, they should tell us.
Well, but the Constitution is clear that the prima facie will be determined, and when it's determined, the president then would go ahead and push into force all the other, processes for the matter to be heard in full. That's what we've seen happening here. But I really want to understand why you are saying that there isn't enough for what is happening to happen.
My brother, let's be real. We are talking about nation building here. We are talking about the independence of the third arm of government. It is not a joke. In fact, this is unprecedented in the history of our fourth republic. Of course, you can talk of the removal of Chief Justice Tiaku Kosa in 1863, but under our fourth republic, it has never happened that a Chief Justice will be removed. Well, haven't we all heard that one of the reasons is because the Chief Justice did not return 75,000 Ghana cedis, something which we know, and he was referring to it. The Auditor General's report has cleared it. Okay? You should know that from the beginning, from last year, and even as recent as last week or two, the General Secretary of the NDC, the Chairman of the NDC, all the NDC bigwigs have said that the CJ must be removed. So the idea that, it went through the process, my brother, it's not enough. This is clear abuse of the process. The act that resulted in the suspension of Ghana's Chief Justice, was accentuated by politics. Nothing more. And all of us should condemn this. We are stepping into a serious slippery slope.
But you can only do this when you are able to prove that there is nothing in those petitions, and therefore the only thing you can point to is politics. But when you are not able to tell us that in the petition, this and this do not add up to enough grounds for the suspension of the CJ, it's difficult for people to side with you.
Do you agree with me that even before this so-called petition had been sent, the NDC chairman and all the NDC big men have said that they will remove the Chief Justice? I'm asking you, my brother. do you agree that the NDC big men, the NDC party, the general secretary, the chairman, last year, early this year, they said that they will remove the chief justice? I'm asking you, you're having a conversation. Haven't they said that?
You make your point.
No, so the point is that from day one, they have targeted the chief justice. That we know, they have told everybody that they are removing the chief justice so that they can remove the electoral commission chair. The NDC chairman said it recently. He said that the target is the electoral commission chair. They need to remove the CJ so that they can get the electoral commission chair out. Kenyans should be angry. Kenyans should be sad. I've said that this is Ghana's day of shame. Today, the 22nd day of April, we live in infamy. The day our president seems to be the consummate Democrat that we have known him to be. He gave in to the dark side of his political party. The destruction of our democracy has begun. And I believe that every woman in Ghana, the CSO, the religious bodies, all of you, the media, should never defend this.
Okay.
On the author of Article 146.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with Article 146.
Okay, I'm grateful to you. But let me wrap up with Pebble. Martin, so as I depart from you, what will be your departing comment? What do you think must happen now?
I think that Lawyer Abaku, as an MP, should be very restrained, okay? From day one, he's politicized this matter beyond measure. Lawyer Abaku should restrain himself. This man, you see, could you please, you ask him a question, has he seen the petition? Then you see that he ducked that question. Then he came back later and said, there was a matter of 75,000. The Chief Justice returned it. You see, they held a press conference and started reviewing this. And Lawyer Abaku and his people said that the next CJ is an NDC sympathizer, said very unsavory things. I wonder where Lawyer Abaku is going with this. What is his interest? He's calling things frivolous. Meanwhile, he's not able to articulate and show us where what he's saying. What are the grounds? Why all these politics? Rather, I think he's insulting our intelligence. But Lawyer Abaku should realize that there is life. There's far more life ahead of us. So these words he's using today, a few days ago, the press conference, they are there. The internet doesn't forget. This thing he's doing, it's not worth it.
Okay, I'm grateful to you, Lawyer Martin Pebu and then Lawyer John Darko there. There's more on this particular developing story on Newsnight with Evans Mesa.
And tonight, MPP and NDC clash over suspension of Chief Justice.
It's about the weakening of the institution. It's about the undermining of the institution that has consequences far into the future. So this is not a joke matter.
As a party, the NDC, we are very much happy, elated with the decision to suspend her. We want to bring back the glory of the judiciary.
We also hear from current and former deputy attorney generals as they take each other on for the decision that has left the judiciary shaking to the core.
We may be sowing some seeds that today may be comfortable to us, but in the future, we will come back to regret.
It shouldn't be politicized at all. At this stage, we are not even sure whether the allegations are proven.
And in business, International Monetary Fund warns growth for Ghana this year will suffer due to current global tariff war.
And in sports, Ghana Weightlifting Federation reject claims of bias in the withdrawal of some top athletes for Mauritius Weightlifting Championships.
You want to stay with us, so with your views and comments all here on Newsnight. We'll be focusing quite a bit on the developments in the judiciary with the suspension of the Chief Justice and tell you who will be acting CJ henceforth. All this, plus more after this.
I beg, fix me gobetete Ghana. No gari, no oil, no plantain, just beans then eggs.
Hey, bruh, that be dangerous combination, no?
Problem no day, I feel handle
for Telecel, with the Bob say, everybody gets what they like. That be why Made For Me Bundles Day. Based on your usage, if you get your own data and call packages, falla! Made For Me, bundles like the way you want them. That's *530#, then buy Made For Me bundles today.
Telecel. Connecting energies.
Where do your hopes and dreams take flight? The money you've earned, the future shining bright. At Petra, we're not just here for your retirement plan. We are here for the life you've imagined and then some. From your child's education to your dream home's door, we'll help you achieve what you're striving for. Petra is here.